not compulsory. In fact, we're missing the group that's most likely to need kindergarten, or at least in large part.
Senator, I think I understand your question, Chair Deckert, Senator Starr. You say, are we not missing? Do you mean that right now we're missing these people?
No,
or
I mean...
if we move to full-day kindergarten.
If we move to full-day kindergarten.
I think it's the opposite, because my belief is that if there are families that are very education-oriented, I put myself in that category. Mark and his wife have a little girl, and I know they spend a lot of time teaching her. I think for them it's less valuable to have full-day kindergarten because there's so much support at home. And the studies show that full-day kindergarten makes the most difference for the middle to lower socioeconomic level, where maybe there's a one-parent home, one of the parents spends so much time at work that they just don't have that much time to help their kid learning with their basic reading and writing. But that's where I think full-day kindergarten becomes less important the more parental involvement there is, but more important when there's less parental involvement.
Let me take a crack at that, Senator Starr. We both have children in kindergarten today, and that's in fact what inspired this idea when we first, like thousands of other parents who have kids coming in at this age, go, oh, 2.5 hours, what's that about? And for us, well, we have Isabel in that half day of kindergarten, but she has swimming lessons, horseback riding lessons, jazz lessons, ballet lessons, piano lessons to supplement her education such that it is for a six-year-old. I know that most parents aren't going to do that. Most of the parents in the Beaverton School District are single parents. It's an astonishing figure, but it's true. And it's those kids with a single parent that aren't going to be going to horseback riding lessons that need not a full day. We're not talking about sitting in a college classroom studying calculus for 4 p.m. We're talking 5 hours. Just a little bit of extra time that will give teachers more time, allow more time for transitions, more intensive learning, but it's still kindergarten. It's still carpet squares and sing-alongs and snacks. And I know there's a real hunger for this in Beaverton, because even though, as Charlie said, that they have some space issues, nobody wants this bill more than the Beaverton School District, and they will figure out the space issues, they say. The one thing that makes this more compelling financially is, if we handed out some information to you, is that, you know, it's not like we're not paying for kindergarten now. We're paying for a half day of kindergarten now, and it's very expensive for that half day. It's analogous to buying a one-way ticket to fly to Los Angeles or something. It's expensive. To go the extra 2.5 hours only raises the price in real dollar terms by about 20 or 30%. I think that's a pretty good bargain. I mean, we need to do a lot of things, Head Start, funded fully, smaller class sizes, and a lot of other things, and we need to do full-day kindergarten, but this one, I think, is the best bargain.
Other questions or thoughts?
I'll follow up.
Please.
I think, to some degree at least, you missed the point of my question, and that is that you and Senator Ringo, Representative Hess, have your children in kindergarten. You're motivated parents. What I'm saying is, because we don't have compulsory kindergarten, that we're not reaching less motivated parents to enroll their children to get them into the program. Those who would most need the kindergarten experience, I feel, we're going to miss large numbers of those. And that to me is troubling. I just feel like that we're making a serious commitment here to help boost the learning of those children who are coming to school with a very serious deficit of home experience, of readiness for school. But I have a sincere belief that many of those will not be reached because we don't have compulsory kindergarten.
Senator Deckard, Senator Starr, I mean, from my perspective, I mean, you're not going to get any dispute. I think the idea of why we don't have compulsory kindergarten, I've had some discussions with folks about this, but I'm not satisfied there's a good reason for not having compulsory kindergarten. And I don't disagree. It might make sense to go there.
It's a Senator Deckard, Senator Starr, it's a different issue. Compulsory age in Oregon is 7. I think it should be 6, like in most other states. Some states have 5. To me, I'm with you. I would vote today to lower it. It's a separate issue, though, and from the benefits of extended day kindergarten.
Thank you.
Senator Brzezinski.
Thank you. I'd like to follow up on what Senator Starr's, I think he's alluding to. It seems to me that if we go this route, we're going to allow those who are already participating to gain much more of a edge than those who are not attending. And I'm wondering if y'all looked at or got any information as to specifically how many, what's the percentage of those who are participating in the kindergarten program versus mm-hmm. those who are not, because it's not compulsory. And then I think the other question, where I've gotten feedback from my or parts of my district, is how do we justify moving on this concept when we know that Healthy Start is going to suffer some significant cuts, and there again you have a population that has been identified that will benefit multiple times by getting them into the system earlier. And so that's kind of some of the stuff I'm hearing from parts of my district. So I want to...
You know, I think Representative Hass, Senator Deckard, Senator Brzezinski, as Representative Hass said, this seems to be a very good bargain in that when you go from a half-day kindergarten to a full-day kindergarten, what you save in terms of transportation costs means that you get a lot of extra learning for the dollar. And I the last thing I'm going to do is say that Head Start is not a good investment, because it clearly is. I think that compulsory kindergarten is probably a great investment as well. But in terms of the investment that you get for your dollar, this seems to be a particularly effective way to go.
Senator Deckard, Senator Brzezinski, my only add-on to that is that our wealthy neighbors' children go to private school all-day kindergarten. It costs $15,000 a year when they go. Up the street, we have some children who go into one of those schools that use private or public money for a low-income population. They have full-day kindergarten. And it's sort of that big middle-class group of parents that gets left out here. In other words, for lack of a better phrase, the low-income populations are being tended to, the wealthy are being tended to, and it's that huge group in the middle class in between that pay most of the bills in this state and try to do all of the right things and play by the rules that I think we have a responsibility to look out for.
Other thoughts or questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Anyone else on this issue? If not, we're going to have a very brief day, which is probably good for us.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Metzger.
I just had one thought. I appreciate the comments about the compulsory kindergarten, you know, if we're going to move this direction. But, you know, I can't help but just think about our conversation a week ago, and I know, Mr. Chair, you weren't here for that conversation regarding the transportation flexibility. And I can't help but thinking, as I was going through those numbers and the possibilities and what Representative Hass and Senator Ringo have, is that somehow in my mind I think there could be a nexus between that flexibility and providing the dollars for this program. I don't know exactly how that would all come together, but I think those dollars, since we're talking about existing dollars, we're just trying to make them go further, that there's something there. I'll noodle that, Mr. Chair, but I think there's, based on our previous conversation, there may be ways to find those types of dollars without impacting the other programs that the schools provide.
Mm-hmm. Other thoughts or comments? Great. Well, then it's a quick day for us. We'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 414, and tomorrow we hear from the PUC on their recommendations. They've been studying this issue of how to what is the best tax status for utilities in the state of Oregon, and they came to us with a white paper, and then I believe tomorrow, Paul, they'll have recommendations, which will be something they've worked very hard on. So they'll be here, and I think we'll start at 9 a.m. With Commissioner Beyer presenting his paper to us on their recommendations. So 9 o'clock Thursday the 24th, we'll hear from Commissioner Beyer. We are adjourned.